Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yes, indeedy. Here we go. It is 4:06 here on Wednesday afternoon, and that's when we usually visit with our buddy Dave Schwartz from Freedom Action Network. You know, I was thinking, Dave, and welcome to the program. Happy Wednesday to you, by the way.
Happy Wednesday to you, Bob.
I was thinking earlier today, at least John Hardy, the disgraced SCDOT commissioner, the guy that is no longer recognized as a family member, I guess, by his father-in-law, Hugh Leatherman, Republican of Florence, speaker pro tempore, whatever he is, president pro tempore of the Senate. At least John Hardy has one distinction. To the best of my memory, he's at least the first to actually go to the Gray Bar Hotel as a result of his misdeeds. Am I right?
For the first in a long, long time. Yeah, you know, I it's funny you mentioned that because we were talking about the other day. I wonder what Thanksgiving is going to be like at the Leatherman house.
It's going to be a bit chilly no matter what the weather may be like.
Yeah, yeah, it should be interesting. But no, you're right. Look, you know, we use terms a lot of times, Bob. I mean, you know, we've been talking about these things for years. We use terms and, you know, slap on the wrist, pet project. And a lot of times, you know, to be clear, to make sure your listeners understand what we mean by those. I mean, yeah, I get he's gone to Club Fed for a few months.
Right.
But, I mean, this man took a bribe on videotape, right? The FBI had him on video and audio taking a cash bribe from a road contractor.
Right. While he was an SCDOT commissioner.
While he was a very powerful commissioner at SCDOT that his father-in-law, of course, put him on, corrupt Hugh Leatherman.
Right.
But so this guy is on video and audio taking a cash bribe. The feds plea down with him. You know, if it was you or I'd imagine that we would have had the book thrown at us, but I'll get to that in a second. But so he pleads down. They give him a plea deal for just destroying evidence. And so he gets probation. The federal judge gives him just a few months probation and some time alone at home.
And they put an ankle monitor on him, and they say, now, you know, now go with God, sin no more, be a good boy. But
right.
he's not even capable of that, is he?
So 2 days later, he goes out and tries to buy a hooker. Now, I mean, you know, if that wasn't a spit in the, you know, in the eye of the judge, Bob, I don't know what is. And again, we're talking about the feds. The FBI investigated him. This is a federal judge.
Right.
A U.S. District Court judge, Terry Wooten. And so he goes before again after he tries to buy a hooker. They catch him. He violated his probation. And we're all thinking, okay, the judge is going to go after him. This guy, this judge has a reputation for being pretty harsh.
Right. Throw the book at
him.
Throw the book at him.
That's right. And what does he do for violating his probation? Within, 48 hours.
Right.
I mean, we're not talking about like, you know, he wandered off and came back from, you know, he was a few minutes late for his curfew or he got pulled over for speeding, going 5 miles per hour, the limit on the interstate here. The man tried to buy a hooker. 2 days after he got a slap on the wrist from this federal judge and was basically told, you know, you got off easy here. So he goes in front of the federal judge again. And Bob, I mean, you know, he'll get a few months at Club Fed.
Yeah.
And again, the thing that drives me crazy about this and the thing that really angers me about this is that if this were you, me, or any of your listeners, you for darn well know we would have had the book thrown at us. You, for Dharma, if we had violated our probation 2 days after they had just given us the lightest sentence you could possibly imagine.
Right.
We would be gone. I mean, they would have thrown the book at us.
Yeah, you wouldn't have seen sunshine for a while.
But this is South Carolina in a nutshell, right? Is that the powerful and politically connected, they get off.
Yep.
And the rest of us, you know, whatever it is, whether it's a traffic ticket, whether it's, you know, overblown charges, you know, whether it's divorce cases, whatever it is.
Yeah.
They
skate.
If you are not politically well connected, if you're not related to a politician, if you're not in that political class, man, you get the book thrown at you in this state. And I'm sick and tired of it.
Yeah, me too.
I'm tired of seeing it over and over again. This man is the son-in-law of the most powerful, most corrupt politician in the state. Corrupt Hugh Leatherman. He is the state senator that writes that budget every year. And every politician that you know about kisses his butt.
Yep.
To get state tax dollars, to get a hold of our tax dollars. And I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of it. And we have to do something. We have to pressure our state politicians, namely Alan Wilson, who is, to his credit, hey, thanks to your listeners, Alan heard the message. He got the message and he opened up an investigation.
Right.
He asked SLED, the state law enforcement division, which is basically the state version of the FBI, to go and start gathering evidence. And that's where we are right now, Bob. The SLED is supposed to be gathering evidence. We need to keep the pressure on law enforcement. And the way to do that, of course, is to keep the pressure on the governor, Henry McMaster, who appoints the SLED chief, Mark Keel.
Right.
So if you want to do that right now, if you're sick and tired like you and I are, if you're listening out there and you're sick and tired of this two tiers of justice, for if you're politically well-connected, you can get away with bribery, for goodness sake.
Sure.
Right? If you're sick and tired of that, text the word crime, C-R-I-M-E, crime, to the number 52886 on your cell phone, crime to 52886 on your cell phone, and that will send a direct message to Henry McMaster telling him he better ensure that SLED does their job. He better ensure that SLED gathers up evidence on this scumbag, on this felon, so that we can finally throw the book at him at the state level, because, Bob, we know he's broken state laws.
You know,
it's just a matter of prosecuting.
It just occurred to me, Dave, you know, that they have rewritten, you know, the old saying, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. You heard that saying?
Right.
They got a different saying in Colombia. Go ahead and do the crime because you're not going to do any time.
And that's, Bob, I'm so glad that is the point of all of this, right?
Yeah.
Is that if we don't catch these guys, we don't go after them, if Alan Wilson does not prosecute corrupt Hugh Leatherman's son-in-law, the message gets sent to everybody down in Columbia in that state house. Hey, it's okay. Business as usual. Don't worry about it. You know, I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. And that's why we have problems. And you and I were texting back and forth earlier in the day.
Right.
You know, thenerve.org posted an article, another article, $4 million of our tax dollars going to a phantom non-existent interstate.
Right.
Right. So
I-74.
We talked about Interstate 73 all the time. Now we got a new one. We got Interstate 74 that, by the way, doesn't even exist.
Right.
There is no Interstate 74 in South Carolina. There's one in North Carolina. But somehow our politicians spent $4 million on an interstate that doesn't exist. Bob, we were out. Seth was out on 25 and 276 right there south of TR.
Right.
I mean, you could stay on the side of that road and watch cars rumble on by because the potholes are so bad. I was down here today. We were out in Williamsburg County here in the Lowcountry.
Yeah.
I mean, a pothole that was literally the size of three men laying next to each other.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it was 18 feet long, this pothole, and a good 6 inches deep. It will kill people.
And yet
we are spending $4 million on a road that doesn't even exist.
Now, here's something else that I connected some dots on about these interstates. And by the way, you're correct in mentioning name. It's not just I-73. It's also I-74 and I-75. You ever hear of that?
No.
Well, look, Myrtle Beach, well, it's because it doesn't exist, right, in South Carolina. down in Myrtle Beach, they have an organization called the I-73-7475 Corridor Association. Okay, now we know right. that Myrtle Beach thrives on tourism, right?
Right.
In large measure, driven by, to some degree, by conventions, but primarily by all the golf courses that are there, right?
Correct.
Okay, so Alan Clements is a South Carolina representative from Horry County, is the leader of this group, and now...
Yeah, he's the chairman of that lobbying group.
That's right. Now they have submitted a letter on behalf of this association to U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao.
Unbelievable.
She just happens to be Mrs. Mitch McConnell. And by the way, her family does copious amounts of business with the Chi-Coms, okay?
Yep.
Sent a letter to Elaine Chao supporting the state DOT's application for the $348 million federal grant for this project. Now, what they're trying to do is attract more people, make it an easier drive for people from West Virginia, from Ohio, from Michigan to come down to Myrtle
That's
Beach.
That's exactly what we need. We need more people from Michigan and Ohio to
yes,
come down to South Carolina.
Absolutely, we do. Okay, so that's the one part.
I'm joking,
now,
of course
you are. Here's the second part. Several years ago, a group called Founders Group International, FGI for short.
Yes.
Founders Group International came in after the big 2008 collapse. Tourism was down. The exchange rate with Canada was bad. Tourism was way off for the golfers in Myrtle Beach. So these guys with Founders Group International, they swoop in and they buy up about 30 of the primo golf courses at Myrtle Beach, and they own them all now. In fact, they are the biggest golf course group anywhere in the southeastern U.S. Okay, well, who is Founders Group International? That would be the Chinese.
That's right, a communist Chinese guy who's on the run, by the way. They want to get him in China.
Yeah,
and
can't go home. Right.
No, you're exactly right, Bob. Look, this is it's so typical of South Carolina.
Yep.
Right. We've got lobbyist groups that are trying to grab more of our tax dollars. They're getting state tax dollars funneled to them, and now they want federal tax dollars funneled to them. The bottom line here is, look, the corruption needs to end. Alan Wilson needs to do his job. The feds dropped the ball on this one. They need to go after this guy, Alan Wilson, Henry McMaster, SLED. Law enforcement, we need to clean up corruption in that state house. Otherwise, this continues status quo, business as usual. We need to hold them to account. We need to get them to prosecute corrupt Hugh Leatherman and son-in-law. This is the beginning, Bob.
Yep.
This is the
Could
beginning.
Be. Could
Text
be.
Word crime to 52886, crime, C-R-I-M-E, to the number 52886. Send that message to Henry McMaster. Ensure that SLED gathers all the evidence. Let's stay on this. Let's keep the pressure on. Let's make sure they do their job. Let's clean up the corruption in South Carolina.
Yeah, let's change their motto from go ahead and do the crime because you're not going to do the time to don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Let's actually make somebody do some time here. That would be a welcome change. Dave Schwartz with Freedom Action Network of South Carolina. You can follow what they're up to on a daily basis.
Facebook.com/fanofSC, Facebook.com/fanofSC, Bob.
Yep, and hat tip to Rick Brundrett at thenerve.org for exposing the latest $1 million boondoggle with taxpayer money for a phantom interstate. Dave, talk to you next week, and thanks as always for the great work.
We'll stay on top of it. Thanks, Bob.
You bet. Thank you. Dave Schwartz with Freedom Action Network. Again, text CRIME, C-R-I-M-E, to 52886. 420 here on the Bobby Mack Show. We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 425 here on the Bobby Mac Show on Hump Day. A couple of interesting text messages just came in. Mr. McLean, you are correct. I no longer acknowledge my son-in-law. From this day forward, Mr. Hardy will be referred to as he who shall not be named. Trust me, sincerely, Hugh L., Florence, South Carolina. And this one, on the heels of that, Dear Bob, I wasn't trying to procure a hooker. She just wanted to see my ankle bracelet. I looked at it as an educational opportunity. Sincerely yours, John Hardy. Thank you, John. Appreciate that. Great to have you along. Also in on the text line 71307. Oh, Bobby, could you please repeat the keyword? Yes, spirit. S-P-I-R-I-T. In fact, let's have a demonstration of the keyword for this hour with a high school flashback with Miss Moneypenny. If she can stop laughing long enough.
We got spirit. Yes, we do. We got spirit. How about you?
Yay. So spirit.
Woo-hoo!
There you go.
Or
boo.
Right. That's
spirit.
Right.
Boo.
Casper the Friendly Ghost. Bobby, Adam Schiff, and AOC look like they could have the same parents. Couple of bug-eyed fools. Bobby, I have some about New Balance made in USA. Not totally true. I bought two pairs last week. One pair made in Indonesia and the other in Vietnam. I was upset. Bobby, New Balance are great, but they only make one shoe in the U.S. The rest all made overseas, just an FYI. Thank you for the update. We'll file that footnote away. And I believe I'm now caught up. Now then, I mentioned before the top of the hour, the Democrats going after this threadbare so-called impeachment accusation against President Trump is nothing but a smokescreen, a cover. Hey, look over there, a squirrel. Trump should be impeached. Is nothing but an attempt at deflection because they are scared to death of what's coming in the investigations that have yet to have their results released. For instance, story today at Fox News with Jason Chaffetz, interview with him. U.S. Attorney John Durham's decision to expand the scope and timeline of his investigation into the origin of the Russia probe is bad news for Obama-era intelligence official. Fox News contributor and former congressman from Utah, Jason Chaffetz, said today. He was on Fox and Friends this morning with Brian Kilmeade, former House Oversight Committee chairman, said that Durham's decision should concern former CIA Director John Brennan, former DNI Director of National Intelligence James Clapper. The timeline is interesting. To say that he's going to take so long to put it out there, I think they're tired of all this speculation of when they're going to release or when they're going to start charging people. If you set that date way, way out in advance, then you can exceed those expectations. I think it's just the expectation game. The most important thing that's going to happen, Chaffetz said, is Inspector General Michael Horowitz's report. The battle that's going on behind the scenes from several people I've spoken with is, to what degree is it classified? Last time, there were only 7 words or so that were redacted. This one could be as much as 10 or 20% of the report redacted for legitimate classification concerns. They're worried about sources and methods. But Horowitz's report, by all expectations, is going to be a bombshell. Really is. And I think the Democrats are expecting this to land. And, of course, when it does, you know, they say, well, this is nothing but an illegitimate investigation by a bunch of Trump lovers who are trying to detract from the real problem, the president's impeachment, blah, blah, blah. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Hump Day on WORD.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. Appreciate having your company here on this Wednesday afternoon at 23 before 5. As we go back to the phones, let's head to Campobello and bring in Lou this afternoon. Hi, Lou. How is your hump day?
Well, Bobby, it was going good until you made fun of people coming down here from Ohio. I happen to be a Buckeye, but that's okay.
Yeah, nobody,
I'll forgive you, El Presidente.
Yeah, nobody's perfect, Lou, you know?
Well, I got here as soon as I could.
There you go.
You know something, Bobby? Just a real quick comment about Hugh Leatherman. If I could somehow put a toll booth up on 176 out of Campobello and make most of the money from it,
right?
Who wouldn't do that?
Sure.
You know, he's not going to be checked by anybody. He's going to put a toll booth, and he's going to spend the money with his wife's company.
Well, you know, that's my answer. That's my answer when people say, well, how come this guy is so corrupt? His wife has a concrete company that's working for SCDOT and making tens of millions of dollars. How come the guy keeps getting reelected? Well, the answer is simple. You know, drive on any of the roads in Florence, you won't see a pothole anywhere. As far as his constituents are concerned, you know, he's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, but you know, the other senators put him back in the position he has.
Yep.
When Nikki Haley resigned and the lieutenant governor became our current governor, he was supposed to fill the position of the lieutenant governor. It was
right.
Automatic, Senate
yep.
pro tem.
That's right.
And he declined to do that. He stepped down. They elected some schmuck, and that schmuck went to be the lieutenant governor.
Right.
And then they reelected him Senate pro tem. So you can't tell me that the majority of people in the Senate don't support all the things he does.
And why do you think they do that? You wouldn't think that it's because he controls all the money. And he goes to these guys and says, hey, look, this is the way we're going to game the system. This is how we're going to do it. And trust me, if you don't go along with this, your county will never see another nickel in state tax money.
Like we say, Bobby, at least Jesse James had the decency to wear a mask.
Yes,
when
he did. Yes, he did.
Well, but the comment I wanted to make with Trump and the impeachment, can the Democrats really be that stupid to formally impeach him? Because when it goes to the Senate, doesn't the Senate then have the ability to send out subpoenas
sure.
and do investigating?
Yeah.
So if the senators, if any of them grow a spine and decide that they're going to do the right thing, I mean, they're not bound by anything in the impeachment. They can pretty much do what they want.
Right.
won't we start seeing stuff about the FISA warrant and a lot of things about Comey and leaking and McCabe?
Well, see,
I mean, do the Democrats really want that out?
No, they have no intention of that happening. And that's why Pelosi didn't go to the floor of the House and say, what this president did was reprehensible. We need to begin impeachment proceedings against him and let's vote on it, which is the constitutional method for doing that. Instead, she takes it upon herself, gets up at the podium, and self-righteously starts wrapping herself in the flag and the Constitution, which Democrats usually use to wipe their feet on, and says, oh, well, I'm instructing these various committee chairmen. This is not an impeachment. This is a congressional inquiry. Were it an official impeachment, then you're right. It would follow the game plan that you just outlined, where it would go to the Senate for a trial. The House would come up with official charges, and then it would go to the Senate for a trial. The Democrats have no intention of letting that ever happen. That's why Pelosi has structured this the way it is, and that's why it'll never make it to the Senate. All they want to do is just, they want to deflect from the investigations of Barr and Durham and Horowitz, and at the same time, they want to occupy the president with these bogus allegations of things that are supposedly impeachable offenses.
And I also heard that now they want to try to attack Pence. It's kind of funny that if they get Trump and Pence, which there's no way you can impeach someone for supporting somebody, that's not an impeachable offense, but then Nancy Pelosi assumes the presidency. So it's really kind of funny how they're trying to tie Pence in. They will do anything to take a duly elected president of the United States and put the Democratic candidate up, or a Democratic candidate by hook or by crook. And I pray that the people in 2020 understand this and don't reward them with any more seats in the House. I hope they lose seats, and I hope they lose control of the House and the Senate and the presidency.
Well, you know, this tells you what Pelosi and Schiff and the rest of them, what they think of their constituents and the American people as a whole. They think that they're dumb as a box of rocks. They're hoping that with the complicit media they have continuing to scream impeachment, impeachment, impeachment every time you turn around, that people eventually, it's the old fascist psyop of telling a big enough lie over and over again until it eventually begins to stick, whether there's any truth to it or not, which there isn't, of course, in this case. But it's pathetic that this really is very revealing in terms of what they think of the intelligence of the American people. They think they're not going to be able to figure it out, that this is a scam. And I think they are sadly mistaken in that regard.
At least we hope so.
Yep, we do indeed. Thank you, Lou. I appreciate the call. Good to have you here. In on the text line, Bobby, can't anyone in Congress call for an impeachment vote? Why doesn't a Republican do that, force their hand? Because the Republicans don't control the House. Democrats do. And people who put them in charge in the last election should have some second thoughts about that. Bobby, everybody should research the Illuminati. It's scary, but it'll let you know what we're dealing with, from Gerald in Cowpens. Bobby, as many lies as Shifty Shift Bang Bang tells, he should throw his hat in the outlier contest between Lion Biden and Elizabeth Warren. Gotcha. Bobby, about New Balance, they only make one shoe in the U.S. Is that the right or the left shoe? Bobby, I just texted the $1,000 keyword for this hour to my dermatologist. Whoopsie. Yeah, they're going to be a little confused over there at the doctor's office. Okay, I think, that does catch me up with the text line. I got to take a quick break here. 5:15 on the Bobby Mac Show. Speaking of Elizabeth Warren, Pocahonky, she's back at it again, telling more lies. You know, she claimed, of course, she was a Native American. That turned out, of course, to be a big, bold lie. And she liked that one so well, she's telling another one now about her early days as a teacher. We'll hear from her in her own words when we come right back here on the Bobby Mack Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. It's 10 before 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show on this Wednesday. In on my text line, Bobby, what would make anyone think Senator Gramnesty or Senator Scott will do the right thing on impeachment? Both are rhinos. Well, I don't think it's ever going to get to the Senate. But as for Lindsey, he is toughening up. Yeah, listen to this from Washington Examiner. Senator Lindsey Graham will ask Republican senators to sign a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi declaring President Trump's phone call with Ukraine's president is not an impeachable offense. Appearing on Fox News today, the South Carolina Republican trashed House Democrats, saying they are about to destroy the nation for no good reason. Well, they have a good reason. They want to regain power. Graham said the House could care less about fairness. Schiff is not looking for the truth. There should be a vote on impeachment. You have to have a vote to make it legitimate. And at the end of the day, I'm going to shed light on all things Ukraine. Graham claimed that even if the House votes to impeach the president, the Republican-led Senate would not vote to remove him from office over his July 25th phone call with Ukraine's President Zelensky. Quote, I'm going to ask my colleagues in the Senate, Republicans, to sign a letter to Nancy Pelosi saying we do not believe the transcript of the phone call between the president and the Ukraine is an impeachable offense. I've read the transcript. I don't see anything wrong there, and I want Nancy Pelosi to know that Republican senators are not going to impeach this president based on this transcript. So she can stop now before she destroys the country. Boy, that's Lindsey. He's a tough guy. He's going to send Pelosi a letter. Yeah. And if that doesn't work, he'll follow up and send her an angry letter.
Excellent.
Yeah. And if that doesn't work, well, who knows? He may go over the top and, you know, write an op-ed in the Washington Post. Bobby, if Democrats are willing to treat us this badly when we're so heavily armed, imagine how horrible they would be if they get into power and decide they want to disarm us. Something we should never lose track of. Now, I mentioned this whole business with Democrats being terrified about what's coming with the investigations ongoing. Roger Simon, who writes at pajamasmedia.com, which is a really good site, pjmedia.com, the important news of the day, far beyond the inevitable, tedious impeachment jousting, is that John Durham's investigation of the provenance of the FBI's counterintelligence investigation of possible Trump-Russia collusion has expanded. Fox News previously reported that Durham would be reviewing the days leading up to the 2016 election and through the inauguration. However, based on what he has been finding, Durham has expanded his investigation, adding agents and resources. The timeline has grown from the beginning of the probe through the election and has now included a post-election timeline through the spring of 2017 up to when Mueller was named special counsel. That's the same Robert Mueller who testified under oath. He was not familiar with Fusion GPS after years investigating a supposed scandal instigated by that company. That eye-rolling lie is far more significant than anything he's prosecuted other people for. This is the same Mueller who also lied, administration officials just informed us, in denying, again under oath, that he interviewed for the FBI's top job before becoming the special counsel. Actually, it's worse. As the president's former lawyer, John Dowd, put it, Captain Robert Mueller, USMC, sits in front of his commander-in-chief being interviewed for FBI director, knowing he is going to investigate this president, and never says a word about it. Comey and Mueller, separated at birth, two extremely pompous liars. No wonder they're pals. But leave all that aside. What has Durham found, possibly in concert with his superior, Attorney General William Barr, that necessitated expansion of the work? Could be related to the length of time it's taking Inspector General Michael Horowitz to deliver his more limited report that's been repeatedly promised for months. Previously, Horowitz was criticized for pulling his punches on the Hillary Clinton investigation. This will not be so easy now with Barr and Durham going over the same ground. Horowitz is not able to interview those no longer working for the government, most of the potential miscreants having slipped away, but Barr and Durham have no such restriction. They can follow leads anywhere. Recently, that has taken them to Italy to speak with intelligence officials. They have also apparently spoken with their peers in Australia and the UK. What, if anything, came of that? It would be strange if it didn't, especially now that we have learned that Durham's mission has expanded, adding agents and resources. One would advise the Democrats to reconsider, but they don't seem to be able to do it. They probably have too much to lose. Indeed, they do. All the way up to the top of the food chain, that would be the guy in the White House. Their boss at the time, the saintly Barack Hussein Obama. Take a break here for the news, and right back with the 5 o'clock follies here on the Bobby Mack Show on Hump Day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.